Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. As many of you know, I spend hours and hours going through the latest medical journals, nutrition journals, science-related health journals. And I love when I come across something I didn't know, which is almost every day, even though I know a lot. Now, there's a lot of research on the benefits of a healthy microbiome. And you might be taking probiotics, good idea, and prebiotics, different fibers, different good fruits, cherries, blueberries, raspberries, flaxseed, inulin, if you can handle it, and a plant-based diet. But here's one that I didn't know, which was vibrational treatment. Many years ago, I went to one of my clients, who's a physical therapist, and another friend of mine, Jane Goldberg, who owns a very, very elite, and I say elite not for clients, but just state-of-the-art spa in New York called La Casa. And both these individuals had vibration plates. Now, many years ago, the Russian scientists were using this to help their cosmonauts, maintain healthy muscle and balance in a zero-gravity environment. Well, wait till you hear this. They found that putting patients on plate treatment, not only improved their blood sugar and bone health and balance, but of all things, the microbiome. Somehow shaking it up. I guess when you mix something and you make a dish and you shake it up, somehow it worked, and there was a balance done for certain healthy probiotics. So might be an interesting option. Also, there was some research that I found on stroke rehabilitation, and also a senior issue, getting up and having problems getting up, a little bit of balance issue, and that seemed to work. Well, I guess if you can't find plates in your area, I mean, they do sell them online, but I guess it's not that great. If you live in an apartment and you shake up your neighbor downstairs with this machine, or you can try roller coasters, I guess that might work, you know, shake up that microbiome. Now, another interesting nutrient that, again, I'd known about, but again, there's so much new information. I have to recall previous information, but now there's new information. That's citrulline. Citrulline is a wonderful amino acid, and it helps stimulate nitric oxide, a vasodilator. They used to use nitroglycerin with my grandmother for heart and vagina when they didn't have anything else. And no, she didn't blow up. I mean, it's just small amounts of nitroglycerin. Well, citrulline can work on arginine, stimulation of arginine, possibly stimulation of growth hormone. Good idea. But what they found is that the latest studies, it can improve memory by opening up tiny blood vessels, a cardiovascular effect, opening up blood vessels. And again, it seems that as people get older, or they might have some genetic issues or some infectious process, that there was a decrease in the manufacture of this very, very important downstream compound called nitric oxide. In fact, one of the tests that is very predictive of cardiovascular health is the Cleveland Heart Lab test, and you can get it at a doctor can order it at BioReference or even Quest or LabCorp, and it measures AMDA levels, which again is a measurement of this nitric oxide system. And having low MDA levels can be considered a major cardiovascular risk. So there might be some application of the citrulline for carpal tunnel. There might be some implications for Raynaud's, or just I get tingling in my fingers, or it's hard to get up, and my circulation's not there in the morning, and opening up that nitric oxide, getting that blood flow. Also, some nice studies on erectile dysfunction and it being a possible alternative to Viagra or Cialis in erectile issues, which for the most part a circulatory issue. It can be related to testosterone levels, but also it can be a circulatory issue, maybe even an early sign of blood vessel disease. So I like citrulline. I like two other amino acids. One is ornithine, another very beneficial amino acid that can have antioxidant effects, growth hormone stimulating effects. By the way, I would say, and I take anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of citrulline. There have been no side effects that I've seen in the literature. Tastes nice. It tastes sweet, which is kind of nice. So you can get a powder, put a scoop in. In fact, you know, some of my favorite powdered mixtures, citrulline, AKG, alpha-ketoglutaric acid, which I'll tell you about in a moment, and I put a scoop of glutathione, pure pharmaceutical-grade glutathione. You can see the glutathione at Talking Herbals. You put in Talking Herbals, glutathione, search engine will come up. This is pure Japanese-made glutathione, not Chinese-made. You don't know when you get it. We have it specially made. I've been using it myself and on clients for almost 35 years. Glutathione is the main antioxidant in the body. It's good for so many things, brain function, cardiovascular, anti-aging. So that's part of my mixture. I might add a little blueberry juice, cherry juice, and then whatever you want else to your preference, yogurt or milk or whatever you want to put in there. But these are really, really important. You know, a new study on glutathione and brain function. So this is part of my whole anti-aging protocol. Get to the mitochondria, get to the antioxidants, get to the inflammation. How do you do that? As I keep re-emphasizing, things like ginger, really important. Boswellan, the Indian anti-inflammatory herb. Now these are really expensive and they're now with the web, they're easily gotten. Now alpha-ketoglutaric acid, very interesting in the fact that, again, it's something new that I learned. And I learned it actually through an ad on the web, and I was talking about this miraculous new anti-aging pill, and I looked at it, and it was basically alpha-ketoglutaric acid. So I looked it up, did my homework, and lo and behold, there's some good science behind it. It works to turn on, like, sulforaphane and, you know, Vitalica supplements, the antioxidant system, the antioxidant gene system. It also seemed to, according to their studies, work on mitochondrial wellness. those wonderful cell batteries that we have. So out of experimentation, I added some AKG. Oh, by the way, again, a side note, you know, I mentioned in a previous podcast, you know, if you're traveling someplace that might be not so safe, or you work for the CIA, maybe they know about it. One of the wonderful things about alpha-ketoglutaric acid, it's a cyanide antidote. So I guess if someone's trying to poison you, you might take as a preventive measure some alpha-ketoglutaric acid. And this is for real. It will detoxify, you know, cyanide. And, another interesting fact that I came across, and you don't have to be a smoker. You could be in a very polluted environment. There are many people who develop COPD and they never smoke, but they were in a polluted environment and they had a genetic tendency. Well, they found in people who develop COPD, there's a defect in this arginine mechanism where they're not citrulline, arginine, nitric oxide system, where they're not producing adequate nitric oxide. And lo and behold, they did a clinical trial and it actually helped people with COPD. So even if you don't have COPD, or you're a former smoker, or you're in a very polluted environment, taking some extra citrulline, as I suggested, maybe a couple of grams a day might be a really good prophylactic. With the AKG, alpha-ketoglutaric acid, because it acts as an antioxidant, I use about a scoop of, a gram or two of the powdered AKG. Doesn't taste that good, so put in something, a little juice that it's going to take away the taste. Blueberries, besides broccoli seed, blueberries are one of my absolute top of the list. And another clinical trial showed brain improvement, which we've known before. And again, it was a human study, either on the blueberry juice, eating the blueberries, and there were some major cognitive positive changes. So we can't stop getting older. Hopefully older and wiser. But we can, as one of my colleagues has in his title of his blog, you know, fighting aging. Yes, we can work on it every day. I do that. I see the results. My family members doing it. I see clients doing it. They're taking the latest scientific information and not waiting until it becomes mainstream. Might be 10 years. I'm sure that the average pulmonologist doesn't know about this nitric oxide system, or a cardiologist. That's a really innovative cardiologist. And it's part of my long-term mission to get this good science research into the hands of not just the integrative practitioners who know about it, but the mainstream doctors, the front of the line, the nurses, that, you know, the people who are doing, you know, upfront care of patients. Because everything that I say in my podcast or in the future of my blogs has research. There's studies behind it. It's not someone just making it up. So as I said before, you know, frontline people, nurse practitioners and chiropractors, which are usually very innovative on knowing this kind of stuff, naturopaths, should be knowledgeable of nutraceuticals that actually can make a difference. So if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please subscribe. I noticed a couple more followers, so I appreciate you sharing this with your friends and colleagues and family motivates me more. I'm pretty motivated as it is, but, you know, it helps to know actually people getting this information. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.